You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
I am not afraid to admit I am a bad mom. I work hard. I'm the owner of Dalen's Daycare LLC, The Office L3C, Posh Plannings LLC, and a few other successful ventures. I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but my first job will always be being the mother of my three, Madison, Dalen, and Davin. Sleepless nights, blood, sweat, and tears just to ensure their everyday happiness and secure future. I like to curse, and I love to twerk, even though I can't. A glass of wine is usually a part of my day, and sometimes I hide out in the tub for hours just to get a peace of mind. I'm a mom, just like you, and real moms know it's nothing glamorous about it. Being a mom is my first job and by far the hardest, yet the most rewarding. I'm just here to talk about it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Bad Moms Club. It is December the 13th, and I'm so excited. Why? Actually, for no reason, really. I'm just excited about life. Like, I don't have any complaints right now. Usually in the Christmas season, everybody's like all sad and, you know, depressed. Nope, I'm in a good mood.
That's what's up.
And of course, y'all know I'm here with my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful co-host, my assistant, who's really my boss, the greatest person on the planet, Miss Tanisha.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
It's so funny because Tanisha is so nice on this radio, but at work, in that office, she's head of security, okay? And nothing gets by her. Sometimes I have to check and make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing because Tanisha is on it.
I try to keep a straight head, keep straight.
And I want to thank everybody. You do. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in live on Facebook. I see Cassandra and my cousin Taylor. Facebook, hey, Ralph. That's my favorite cousin. Hey, Ralph. So, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, you already know what tonight's topic is. And actually, our topic is a question that has been passed around Facebook that I'm really interested to know what everybody thinks. So the question is this. If a man pays child support, no matter the amount, he pays child support, right? Should he or should he be required to buy Christmas gifts? So, of course, I'm going to let you go first, Tanisha. What you think?
That's a good question. I don't think it should be a requirement, but if he wants to do his part, I think it should be accepted.
You think so?
I don't really know. I don't know because I can't speak on that.
Okay, let's say let's flip it around a little bit. Let's say that he pays. Okay, I'm gonna ask you on both ends. Let's say that he pays $30 a week in child support. Do you think he should be required to buy Christmas gifts?
I mean, right is right, wrong is wrong. I'm gonna say that part. But I can't expect for him to do the unexpected. If he's not equipped to do it, then I would hope he would do more than expected, but you know how that goes.
Ralph said, I did. I know you did, Ralph. I know your situation up and down.
Because hey, you're a good father. You know what I'm saying? But some people, they may feel like, oh, she put me on child support. I don't got to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so what if he pays, let's say, $200 a week in child support?
It could be more.
It's $800 a month child support. You think he's still required to pay? I mean, you think he's still required to purchase Christmas gifts?
Yay and nay. Because it's still up to him.
Isha said, hell yeah. He should definitely be purchasing gifts. Ralph said his part has nothing to do with Christmas. Veronica, hey, cousin. Hey, Gab. Veronica said, she said, I'm ready this time. Hey, Pam. Pam, I'm definitely praying for you 100%. 100% Pam. I hope everything is turning out good, too. Well, of course, I'll definitely give my opinion. And here's my thing. It does not matter what amount of money is being paid in child support. I definitely feel like it has nothing to do with Christmas. Now, here's the thing. Everybody has different religions. And everybody raises, what should I say, everybody runs their household differently. Some people don't make a big deal over Christmas. Some people do. I feel like whatever, as parents, is agreed on for that child. Right. Like, hey, we're going to go overboard. Hey, we're going to have a laid back type of Christmas. I definitely feel like, you know, that father should definitely contribute. It's right. like, you know, you have to pay lights and gas and car note and rent all year long. Right. But when the holidays come, you still have to put forth that effort if that's how you celebrate.
Correct.
And I think that they definitely should. I'm gonna read some of these Facebook.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it should be, but I can't expect for him. I don't want my expectations to be high, then I be let down. It's because in reality, he kind of feels some kind of way and we didn't have that communication, you mm-hmm. know, sometimes.
Or if he can't, I don't think it should be a thing where it's like, oh, you have to. Right. You it's better. Like, you yeah. know, but I feel like if you're definitely able to, you definitely
should. You should contribute. I do.
Hey, Rachelle.
I can't agree.
And Ebony and Sean. And Ralph said, what if he was living with that child? If he was living with the child and paying child support? And, yeah, listen.
Somebody got something going on.
I don't understand why he's paying child support. He lives in the same house with the child, unless it's like a court mix-up single parent type of situation. Because I've seen that before where there's a single father and they're still taking the child support out of his check and the child lives with the father. Now, that's a whole nother show.
Correct.
But... either way it goes, that parent that's not in the home, I do definitely think they should make an effort towards every holiday. Christmas, Easter, clothes got to be bought, birthday parties, yeah. you know, the whole 9 yards. And not so much just purchasing things, but you should also be there too.
Right, right.
Ralph said, oh, that was Ralph Carmel. Hey, Misha. Isha said, yes, we take care of our kids all year round, plus some, and we still do Christmas. Why aren't they different? I agree. I mean, you know, things are going to come up in life where you have to put forth that effort. You can't pay your normal, you know, $1,000 a month for rent, you know, $500 a month for car
right,
note.
Right.
You know, you have to put forth that effort. And I think it's even the more so important when it comes to your own children.
Pretty much.
Hey, Rachelle.
That's about that.
Hey, Mr. Warren.
Putting them books and ducks in the right area, in the right place, lining them up right. So you'll be able to make
hey,
the provisions to
and Tia.
Put out.
Isha said, I think he should put at least the effort. I agree. I think that even if he does not live in the same home, I think even if he does live in the same home, I think he still should get. Okay, so let's switch the question up a little bit. Hey, Liam. I think we should switch the question up a little bit. So let's just say in this particular scenario that the parents are together and they live in the same home and the father pays all of the bills and the mother can do whatever she wants with her check. Do you think that Christmas is solely the responsibility of the parent with the quote unquote free check? Or do you think that the father should still contribute?
I think it's a discussion should be made. I think it should be mutual grounds where both parties should split off and do what they could. You know, just, I don't know.
It should still be a joint effort.
Yeah.
I agree to a certain extent. Because I've been in that situation before where I had all my money to myself and I could do what I please. But.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just the type of parent to where once I make it up in my mind what I'm going to do, that's exactly what I do.
Pretty much.
So if I say, you know, each kid will have 20 gifts, whether the money comes from me, whether I tell them to cash app it to me or whatever, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go get those 20 gifts. So I don't think for me it would ever be split down, you know, even, especially if we're in the same house.
Right.
But I definitely think, you know, as a mother... not as a father, but as a mother, I think my first instinct is just to get the job done.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kareem said, I think it depends on the situation. I definitely agree. Each situation is definitely situational. Ferris said, I think the mom with the free checks should do it. Like I said, I agree, Ferris, but I don't care if I got to pay bills or not. I'm just right. that mom that when I get my mind set on what I want my children to have, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Like, you know, if I want something that's just, you know, extremely expensive and I feel like, you know, I can't afford it at that time, well, I'm definitely going to say, hey, dad, hey, husband,
right.
hey,
hand. You know, always asking.
We need to do this for the kids, yeah. you know, but I definitely think just as a mother, period, that first effort comes from you. That's just me,
it's
going
to be things that, you know, dad may want to do mm-hmm. and he may have to say, well, hey, you know, X, Y, and Z is going on.
I agree.
You know,
so I definitely agree.
Different strokes for different folks.
Hey, Ayana. Ralph said, "That's what I was saying. If he was at home, paying all the bills, still make an effort. Yeah, even if you're paying all the bills, I definitely think you should definitely still make an effort."
Mm-hmm.
She said the free check should cover Christmas, and if he wanted to contribute, it's a plus. I guess it's just different strokes for different folks. Because I just feel like, you know, you're gonna pay those bills every month, regardless if we were here or not.
Or when it comes to that holiday.
Yeah, when it comes to that holiday, you still have to make that effort regardless. Hey, Lamont. Isha said, whatever understanding they come up with, because he's doing all that and he not going to let her do Christmas by herself. Now, see, that's the other side of the coin right there. Will a man let you? Or better question, will your man let you?
Right, your man.
Will he let you do it on your own? And I think that's an excellent question. Because then again, you have to look at who you're in a relationship with. Is that acceptable? Does that person allow you to do a lot on your own? Let's say if it was the reverse and the woman's paying all the bills in the house and the man has his checks to himself. Right. What is he doing with that money? Are you buying the kids clothes? Are you keeping up with the lawn payments?
Right.
Are
you, you know,
doing the maintenance on the cars? Like, all of that is based off the arrangement.
And that matters.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, Jazz. Ralph said it takes... A man takes care of home. Yeah, Tyavia. Hey, Tyavia. Yeah, I agree. I think a man takes care of home from any aspect that he's in, regardless if it's she's paying all the bills. If he's paying all, I still think a man is definitely supposed to take care of home all the way around. Nobody in the house should need or want for anything.
Correct.
Yana, the original question was, if a man pays child support, no matter the amount, should he be responsible for Christmas gifts as well?
And the flip side.
Hey, Sharpreece. Jazz, depending on how much he paying. Jazz said depending on how much he paying. Okay, so Jazz, if this man is paying, let's just say $1,000 a month.
It could happen.
$1,000 a month in child support. Do you think then that he still would be responsible to buy Christmas gifts? Do you think that? Hey, Angelica. Here's my thing. Y'all know I'm a little different. I don't care what you pay. I don't care what you don't pay. I don't care what. Maybe I just operate like a single mother. I don't know. My first instinct is to get the job done.
Saying that sometimes. I apologize for something.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have those single mother instincts. Like,
this is just a determination in the love that you have for your child. You know, mm-hmm. I have to apologize sometimes because I know you. I mean, when I didn't know you was here, I'm doing my thing, you know?
I agree. You definitely, in a relationship, I think that there's boundaries. I definitely think that there's roles that both people, hopefully it's only two people, in your relationship.
Correct.
They got some different stuff going on nowadays.
You got to be aware.
But in a traditional relationship, there's only two people. And I do believe that both people play different roles. And I definitely believe that those roles serve a purpose for the greater. If both of you are doing your part, you can't equal anything but greatness.
Yeah, I
absolutely
agree.
So when it comes to operating... Yeah, communication is key. You don't have communication, you don't have anything at all. Because me personally, I'm the type of people, if we don't have any communication, I'm going to shut completely down. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I'm not
going to
take nothing
do.
You got to say serious because I'm not going
to
argue with you. So I'm going to shut all the way down. Hold on 1 second. Angelica said, yes, he should, because Christmas is for the child, period. You all shouldn't buy gifts. The child support is to help maintain the child. I 100% agree. Ladies... This is for y'all. Spending child support on what it's supposed to be spent on, okay? Now, do I think DTE and do I think consumer's energy and all this part? Yes, I do. Because your child definitely needs hot water, lights, and gas.
I agree.
So they I definitely believe you should spend the child support on what it's supposed to be spent on. Which means both parents are going to make an effort for Christmas because what is going to the kids?
Correct.
Well, baby, please believe mommy got it, though. And you know what? That's always like my undermood. No matter what I say on top, my undermood is always like, but mommy got it. Mommy gonna make it happen.
You understand.
Jazz said, no, my fiance pays $1,500 in child support. Whatever the kids need and want for Christmas, she should be able to get with that money. Jazz, you a mess. Listen, you never know. I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna just say I never know what that $1,500 might actually be going to. The kids might have braces. Somebody might have polio. They might have asthma. You just never know.
So agree.
You know what it's gonna cost. Each child is different. Their needs is different.
Yeah, each situation is different.
Yeah, because I'm not in no position to judge no woman about what she do with her money. Okay.
Correct.
But what I will say is, at that amount of child support, I definitely would have some questions. I would need some answers.
Woo!
I need some answers. How many kids do he got by her? Like
That's
seven?
That's what I'm trying to see.
He got to have like 6 or 7 kids by her to get $1,500 a month. And where he work at?
I was just about to say that. And where is he working to be able to cover that?
That's the whole check. Goodness. Yeah, but even still, in that situation, I still think he should make an effort towards Christmas. And then here's the thing too, as the woman on the other side of the on the other side of the fence, I think you should be appreciative for whatever they do.
Right.
Nobody has to do anything.
Like required.
Even a parent. And I know people is not going to agree with that, but guys walk away from their kids every day, and so do mothers.
I'm about to say mothers do as well. Yeah. But you said you beat me to the
so
punch.
So whatever it is, I think it should be appreciated.
Yeah.
Carrie said, hey, Carrie, she said, they act like child support just handles everything. You right about that? And it does not. It is a portion.
I wouldn't say that it handles a lot.
No.
I mean, not a lot, but everything.
It's always a field trip. It's always a book fair in town. Yeah. And I know my girls get their hair done every couple of days.
Yes.
Child support does not cover everything that... The gas alone to take your kid back and forth to school, ain't nobody going to compensate you for.
And after school tutoring, after school learning, and all type of different things.
Oh, the child support helps, but it's not the only thing. Hey, Cora. Hey, bus friend. Angelica said Carrie is right. Yep, she is. Heck, it's about to slay Santa this weekend. You know what, Rob? And your baby in college. So you know you finna bring out the big bucks because she want MacBook Pro. She probably want another car. It ain't no little time no more. You can't get away with no baby dolls no more.
Well.
Yeah, Angelica said, and food too. Yeah, that child support.
Back.
Listen, and this is the thing too. The majority of people who work and get child support do not get food stamps.
You better.
And that grocery bill is ugly. Groceries is higher than the cost of the car to get to the grocery store.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, Jazz said he has 2 kids by the woman's 5 and 7. Them kids got to be golden eggs. $1,500 a month. Good shit. He play football? Ooh. He in the NFL?
You know what?
Hey, Ashley. I got 2 Ashleys watching. Hey, Edward. That is not your real name, boy. My brother has 1 child and pays $1,000 per month.
Wow.
Sheesh. I think when they set these child support limits, I think they should take into consideration that these men still have to live.
Correct. Like, they'd be outrageous prices.
Yeah. Like, you know, if your income, I get it by all means. That's why they set the guidelines. They're supposed to go by them by law. I get it. But sometimes I think it should be situational, you know, especially for the guys who like run off and never come back. Those are the ones that you stick it to and show no mercy.
Correct.
But for the guy who's working at McDonald's, you know, trying to keep his own head above water
and
has to pay child support.
Making payments.
It's impossible. And they're taking it straight out of his check. He don't even have a chance to voluntarily give it up.
Right, to say, I'm not going to do it. It's automatically taken out. So he's doing his part regardless of whether he holding his, whether he wants or not.
Kareem said, I pay $452 every 2 weeks for 1 kid. Required to provide health care. So realistically, even though I'm going to buy my daughter Christmas gifts, really if I choose not to, I could have a clean conscience. I disagree, Kareem. I disagree. only reason why I say that is because I know you personally. And I don't see you going to bed at night and knowing that you didn't even make a half an effort towards Christmas. And that's my whole point. Like, I don't think the amount of money that you pay for child support should even be considered when it comes to the reverse, if that makes any sense. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you pay a small amount of money and you make an effort towards Christmas, whatever gift you buy, the parent and the child should be appreciative that you did it. If you pay a high amount of child support and you buy one gift, I still think it should be appreciated. Either way it goes, I think it should definitely be appreciated.
I agree.
Mario said, first of all, I'm proud of you. Oh, thank you, Mr. One. Mr. One was my band director. And it's so funny now because now I realize he was in his 20s when we were teenagers. I don't know how he kept all of us in line. I really don't. But it's funny to think back now that he was really in his 20s teaching a whole bit. That's crazy. He said, secondly, the dad needs should put in on Christmas. Oh yeah, I'm not about to go broke, but I want time. And parents try to use time as a weapon. Almost definitely, I definitely agree with that. Yeah. Especially with a lot of mothers, I see that, you know, if you're not doing what the mother feels like you should financially, then you're not going to see the child. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that one. I don't care if you don't have a dollar to your name. Come get him.
You understand?
Come see her. Do whatever it is that you need to do. But you're not going to say you broke and you ain't got time. One of the either you it's at work and you ain't got time, or you chilling at home and you ain't got money.
One or the other.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Ms. Storm.
I don't like when they do that. Oh, you can't see the kid. You know, that's bitterness.
Jazz said she got food stamps and got 2 jobs. So she need to report her. Because she's living her best life. $1,500 in child support.
Food stamps
and 2 jobs.
She ain't going back and forth with you, Nick.
No, she not going back and forth with you, him, or anybody else. She definitely smiling over there. Okay?
Yeah.
That's crazy. 2 kids. Listen.
Sis get it in.
She said, okay, yes, there are some situations that he may not have to, but yes, he should. She said child support has nothing to do with Christmas. That is separate, just like I still pay bills and I pay my child support on a regular basis. You just monthly and you still have to do estimates. You should other party. I agree. You got to pay bills every month. You still going to have to pay them after Christmas. I'm not saying you got to go broke. I'm not saying you got to go over and above. But what I am saying is make an effort.
Right.
I got to make an effort, Juju, too.
Not a requirement, but just show.
Jazz said he a truck driver. Yeah, Jazz, I know about them truck drivers. Yeah, Jazz, I know.
Dang.
Yes, he's a rich man. Hey, Michelle.
He living his best life.
I don't think
life.
I ever called her that before. That's my mama. That's Monique mama. Hey, Monique mama. Hey, Michelle. That's my other Michelle. Hey, Michelle. That's my friend. Hey, Val. Don't get on here making me laugh. Hey, Val. Ralph said, I'm still kicking myself for working all that overtime. Well, that's what it calls in the Chrysler world. Hey, Brett. Hey, Harrison. Ralph said, I'm proud of you, Faith. Thank you. Love you. Oh, I love you too. Yana said, right. Mr. Warren said, I was 22 when he started teaching band at Murray Wright. That is amazing. Oh. At 22, I would have fell in and started marching with him. He was 22. When you in that moment, you don't really think about it. But now that I'm 34 and look back, 22, and he was a marching band director and the baddest band director in the land. Hey, Mr. Warren.
Shout out.
I ain't going to tell y'all how much I stayed in trouble. That's a conversation for another show. Hey. Hey, Katia. Hey, Cherokee. So for y'all who are just joining us, our subject or our topic tonight is, if a man pays child support, should he be responsible for purchasing Christmas gifts? We've gotten
Talk
a lot of different
us.
Perspectives, but and y'all know y'all can call in too.
I was about to say, you didn't get the call down.
Yeah, you guys can call in too. The number is 248-838-3661.
One more time.
248-838-3661. And then you get to hear yourself on the radio too, which is kind of cool. But again, I'm so interested in everybody's opinion, which thank you so much to everybody who's been giving feedback so far. This is funny to me because people say one thing and they do another.
A total of it.
You know, a lot of people say, well, oh, I pay this and I pay that. But when it comes down to it, you arguing with your kids, mom. You arguing with your kids that I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. And then I what I really want to know is, what about when the situation is reversed? What about if the child lives with the father and the mother is paying child support? Does that change any of the dynamics of the situation? Do y'all still feel the same, that mother should be still purchasing Christmas gifts, even if, let's just say she's struggling. She paying child support and still needs to, does she still need to buy Christmas gifts?
I think so. It's because it shouldn't be, oh, because it's a male, he's entitled to this, or it's a woman, she gets, you know, a pass. It's because, you know, I think that it should still be.
I definitely think it's a pass with the genders. Yeah, because people hold men to a higher standard. They're supposed to be rich. They're supposed to be strong.
They are strong by nature, but some of them are not rich,
they can never have a bad day. They can never be broke. They can never have a time when, you know, think, so here we go with this Facebook.
That new be my peace. You know, that's a new thing. Be his peace. So he can want to break you off a piece, you know? I'm just saying. And not just, you know, like, sexually, you know, mentally, that'll make him want to provide as a man if you make him feel manly.
I definitely 100%
or womanly, you know, not just
most
manly.
Most of men who say, you know, they don't want to provide or they don't want to do certain things is truly based off of how you made that person feel or how they've been made to feel in that particular, you know, relationship or what have you.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are just joining once again, our Facebook Live
world.
Yeah, it went down. So we're back up. Everybody can jump on if, you know, if they want to.
Get some questions.
But the topic for tonight, again, is if a man pays child support, no matter the amount, if he pays child support, should he be required to pay child support? And the question that I posed to you guys before the Facebook Live went down was, what if the custodial parent is a male? Mm-hmm. And it's the woman who's paying child support. Do you guys feel like, you know, the woman, it would be a lot easier on the woman? You know, will we show her a pass and say, well, maybe she can't afford it. Maybe she's struggling. Did. You know, I definitely feel like men are held to a totally different standard. I do. I definitely think they're held to a different standard.
Sometimes, most of the time. So I do see it.
I agree. I definitely agree. Me and my children. Oh, hey, Pam. Hey, Candace. Hey, Ralph. I'm just welcoming all our new viewers that's coming on. Hey, Tiff.
Hi, Facebook world.
Let me show y'all my beautiful assistant, Tanisha. What time is it?
Yeah, like 8 minutes.
Oh, okay. I figured it was kind of like getting close to it.
Good guess.
You know what? We get to going on one subject and it just takes off.
It just flows.
Yeah. So we're going to get ready to wrap things up anyway. But I definitely want to tell everybody I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Yes. And definitely being a part of the show.
Y'all was banking with those questions tonight, honey.
Okay.
Share the video and support
like
us.
And share. I got to make sure that other one saved. I hope it did. But here's something else I want to let you guys know. December 21st, I'm going to be having a private daycare seminar. So if you're interested in that, please inbox me. Text me 586-944-5829. And it is a work phone, so don't call me.
I was just about to say, you about to get some stuff.
Yes, call or text. Like I said, if you have questions about the private daycare seminar, daycare is one of the most lucrative businesses there are right now, especially in the state of Michigan. And I've been in it for 5 years. I have 2 locations. I have something brand new and fresh coming out this year, or 2019.
Congratulations, boss.
Thank you.
So welcome.
We're going to take over. Completely take over. So if you're interested in coming to our private seminar, tickets are $85. It does include food and materials. I think I got 1 or 2 seats. I got 2 seats or 1 seat left.
They're filling up fast, so you guys better call now.
Yes, 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 yes. She said, don't go nowhere. So make sure you guys, like I said, hit me up for tickets so we can get that done.
Yes.
And next Thursday, we're going to have the principal from Academy of Warren here and some other guests. And we're going to be discussing parent involvement, just how important it is. And the principal there is absolutely hilarious. He's the funniest person on the planet, okay? So... excuse me. I really, really want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I want to thank everybody for all your engagement and questions asked. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Thursday. See you later.
See you later, guys. And please tune in and share the video.
Please like and share.
See y'all next week.
Have a good
Thursday.
Day. Bad Moms Club.
And we out.